What, when we're out to Wagwag? Okay, ask the one now with Dana Asa FM, Ganawagis or Wadahum Sade. At 103.7 FM, we are CKRK, K103 Ganawagis.
Good afternoon, this is K1037 News at 5 o'clock. Chateauguay Mayor Pierre-Paul Routsier and four members of his city council met with chief and council this morning. The meeting was the first since Mayor Routsier was elected in the fall of 2017, replacing Nathalie Simone. Joe Delaronde, the MCK's political press attaché, told us how the meeting went.
It was really important for the Chateauguay council, mayor and council, to hear Ganawagis's story. And the beginning of the meeting, a lot of it went toward just explaining who we are and the situation we find ourselves in and the history. So after that, they talked about economic development and future meetings and things like that. But all in all, I think it was a great start. A lot of smiling faces when the meeting was over.
First Nations chiefs in Quebec, along with the First Nations Education Council, FNAC, met in Montreal today to discuss issues related to education in their communities. Robin Delaronde, Louis-John Diabo, and Deidre Diome of the Ganawagi Education Center also attended. Agenda items included developing a funding for higher quality and culturally adapted education services for elementary and secondary schools, as well as the need to maintain special services for at-risk First Nations students. The 138 East Access to the 20 West after the Mercy Bridge will be closed tonight from 11 p.m. until 5 a.m. tomorrow for inspection work. Naloxone nasal spray will now be covered for First Nations and Inuit, the federal government says. Naloxone can be a life-saving tool to help someone suffering from a suspected opioid overdose. It temporarily reverses the effects of an overdose. Indigenous and Northern Affairs Canada announced that the nasal spray will be eligible for coverage when prescribed or recommended by a pharmacist. That's a look at K1037 News.
Hey, what are you doing?
Just making myself a coffee for Radio Bingo tonight.
Oh, what's the jackpot?
It's 1,500.
You mean 1,500?
Yes, I do.
1,500, can I play?
Hey, why not? Let's have a bingo party.
The K1037 jackpot this week is $1,500. Stop by the K1037 Radio Bingo Boutique for your packages. K1037 Radio Bingo is the hottest game in town.
K1037 traffic, Mercy Bridge is slowing from the 20 to the southbound span while Champlain backs up from the Turcotte to the bridge. 20 East is pretty heavy from 55th Avenue to 1st Avenue. 20 West is from Fenelon to Sources. 13 North, Hickmore to Wani Barossa. 13 South, Hickmore to the 20. Decarie North, busy from Queen Mary to the top, while Decarie South is packed all through its length. 40 East is from Cavendish to Decarie. 40 West slows down from Cavendish to the 13 and again from Halpern to Sources. This traffic update is brought to you by The Rail, where all your food cravings are answered 24/7, serving delicious breakfast, scrumptious lunch, and dinner. The Rail in Ganawagi, simply the best. K1037 Sports at the 82nd Masters. Canada's Adam Hadwin finished at 3-under and is currently tied for second, one stroke behind Tony Finau. Canadian Mike Weir finished at 4-over. Tiger Woods finished at 1-over. In the NHL, the Boston Bruins visit Florida tonight at 7:30. The Montreal Canadiens are in Detroit at 7:30. Joel Quenneville will return to the Chicago Blackhawks next season for an 11th season as head coach of the team. Blackhawks president John McDonough announced that both Quenneville and general manager Stan Bowman will remain with the team. Quenneville is the NHL's active wins leader with 884 and is the NHL's longest tenured coach. The Blackhawks missed the playoffs this season for the first time since Quenneville joined the team in 2008. That's a look at K1037 Sports.
And now, K1037 weather.
Getting cloudy overnight with winds gusting to 50, low minus 5. Tomorrow, mix of sun and cloud, but getting even more cloudy near noon with 2 centimeters of snow expected, high plus 3. Saturday, mix of sun and cloud with 40% chance of flurries and high of plus 2. Currently in Ganawagi, it is sunny and minus 4. For K1037 News, I'm Brandy Jacobs.
Calico Cottage is proud to sponsor this important event on K1037 that promotes our language and culture. Calico Cottage, located on Highway 132 in Ganawagi.
Welcome back to the Language and Culture Fair, which is taking place at the Knights of Columbus Hall. K1037 is going to be broadcasting all the way up until 7 p.m. this evening, but the fair itself is going to be going on until 8 p.m. I am Denon Phillips, going to be here for the afternoon speaking with various people here from different organizations, guests, and to talk about what's going on here today. It's a beautiful setting we got. We have tons of people coming in, elders, young people. We also got Duda Dunno LaGuardia. They decided to be our audience members for today. They're a little bashful right now, so we'll give them a few moments to come up with some thoughts or two. But right now, I'm joined by Mary McCumber and Christine Barnes. They are with the KSCS Wellness Center, and I want to welcome you two ladies. Welcome.
Okay. So, Christine and I are here, Mary McCumber, for community services, overall umbrella services for Ganawage Community Services, and Family Wellness Center is part of that. Christine works at that building. I work at the main building, so, yeah.
So, what do you have to say about, like, today's festivities? All these people coming in to, you know, look at what the community has to offer with all the language and culture, and it's really a sight to see. What do you guys think of this?
I think it's amazing. Me and Mary are part of the Language and Cultural Network. We've been meeting. This May will be 1 year. So we've been helping organize this fair, and it's really amazing to see it finally take place. We were supposed to have it back in November, but with all the tragedies, we had to postpone it. I think it came at an awesome time to start off Cultural Awareness Month. So I think it's really amazing, and if people didn't get to come yesterday, you should try to get out tonight and come and see it. We have door prizes, we have a passport game, we have raffles, we have half and half. Duda Dunno LaGuardia's here. We have food in the kitchen. There's so many different booths. They all have prizes. Kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So come out here.
It's really great too, especially to see the elders. We have special section for the elders, and people are going up to them and talking to them, and it's so cool because, you know, I'm trying to use as much of the language as I can at our table, and when I get stuck, I'm like, hey, there's a table there. I can go to ask them, and I get my answer just like that. You know, it's like so amazing that we still have elders to be able to go to, and I really encourage people to use your elders more to get as much of the language as we can. And yeah, so it's really important. Yeah.
Anybody can come here and sit with the elders. They have a setup in the middle of the floor where they can sit with the elders, share a few words, share a few stories. And the fun thing about that is right next to like the kids corner too. So the kids could, you know, share some words and some stories with them as well. I want to talk about what you ladies do over at Ganawage, so the Ganagehas Community Services. Mm-hmm. What do you two offer?
Okay. Well, first of all, just this past year, we put our money where our mouth is, right? We want to really develop the programming at community services. So we now hired a coordinator, which is me. Wow, how did that happen? I was in the prevention field for like almost 25 years now working for community services, working mostly in the schools and doing promotional activities for addictions and violence prevention, suicide prevention as well. And just this past year, I've been doing the Senior Guarijodas Special Projects Coordinator. So I've been going around to our organization, to our staff, collecting feedback and information on what people have been doing, what kind of information they might need to help them to get inspired to develop their programming more, that kind of thing. So this year is going to be a new year now. I'm going to use whatever feedback I got from all that research and consultation, and to develop a work plan to get things moving. So a lot of our staff are already doing things. Like, we have Family Wellness Center who try to incorporate as much, you know, with the Creek Group and the Sweats and all that stuff that they offer there with parenting as well. Some of the prevention programs also do as much as we can in terms of, like, even offering socials during Spirit of Wellness Month. Or I've offered a few language courses with staff in-house, you know, stuff like that. And the language committee that Christine mentioned earlier, we have a bunch of other women who are involved in that, and all staff, and we try to educate our staff on the different ceremonies that come with following the cycle of seasons, that kind of thing. So that's all like in-house stuff. So it's growing. It's growing.
It's very important to have it within the house as well. For yourself, Christine?
So I'm at the Family and Wellness Center. I'm a prevention worker for Where the Creek Runs Clearer. I've been there, it was a year in January, and it's a traditional family group. We incorporate different cultural learnings, activities, ceremonies. I make the yearly schedule is developed from all the input from the group, so it's everything that they want. It's all their needs, it's all their wants, and I just compose it. And I fit it through the type of year, like for spring, it's all about planting, it's about seeds. We're going to be doing seed songs, like working in the garden. So it's all whatever they want. And I'm a prevention worker, so I also help out with the schools, just wherever else they need me. But my main focus is Where the Creek Runs Clearer.
And that program itself, it's been going strong for how long?
Well, how many years is that?
Yeah.
10 years?
I think it's over 10. My former coworker has retired. He was running it, and I took over. And I'm still bringing him back. But I feel bad. I don't know what.
That's Raghuranta Daibo. Yeah, he's been retired this past year.
Yeah. So we will be starting up again April 17th. It's a Tuesday. We run on Tuesday nights. It's open to anybody and everybody. It's free, and it's every Tuesday night at the Family Wellness Center. We start at 6 o'clock. So if anybody's interested, you could contact the Family Wellness Center, 450-638-0408, for any more information.
As things get a little louder around here, we got Duda Dunnell Gorda joining us right next to us, but I'm sitting with Mary McCumber and Christine Barnes, who are with KSCS, and their different programs that they have there. And I want to thank you ladies for joining us this afternoon. It wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't.
Well, you did very well, so thank you, and Yawa.
Thank you.
Of course, this is K103.7's live coverage from the Knights of Columbus Hall. It is the Language and Culture Fair, but we are going to take a little break right now. We're going to throw things back to studio. We got Brandy Jacobs with the traffic right now.